Chapter 56. Did you know that Hannah Wexler isn't teaching any night courses this semester? Molly said.
I didn't, Jesse said.
It was bothering me that we were sitting on Seth Ralston every Wednesday night and he wasn't moving.
I figured after he spotted me and Sue on his tail last time, Jesse said, he was laying low again.
I called the university, Molly said. Hannah Wexler is not teaching a night class this semester.
So he can't get out, Jesse said.
At least on Wednesday nights, Molly said.
Do you know what she's doing? Jesse said. Does she teach days?
No, Molly said. It took me about 8,000 phone calls, but apparently she's taken a year off to write her PhD dissertation.
So he can't count on her being out of the house on a regular schedule.
My guess, Molly said.
And neither can we, Jesse said.
I'll find out if she's working at home or someplace else, Molly said. Or both.
Even if she's working someplace else, Jesse said, it's voluntary.
She might stay home any day or come home early any day.
You can't count on it like a scheduled class.
So he has to practice his obsession when he gets the opportunity, which may not be predictable.
We can't stay on him 24/7, Jesse said.
We?
You and Suit, Jesse said.
But I've been with you in spirit.
That's been great, Molly said. But you're right. There's no point to the Wednesday night stakeouts anymore. Best we, or you and Suit, can do is make random checks at unexpected times, Jesse said.
Boy, those are great odds, Molly said.
You got a better plan? Jesse said.
I don't have one as good, Molly said.
Jesse smiled. You and Suit could watch Hannah for a week or so, Jesse said. See if there's any pattern in what she does and where she goes.
Molly nodded. If he's as driven as you think he is, Molly said, this must be pressuring him something fierce.
Yes, Jesse said.
What do you think he'll do? Molly said.
What I know is he can't do nothing. The pressure will build. He'll have to find a way.
You sound so sure, Molly said.
Obsession can be tough, Jesse said.